On FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Kieran Corr.
We're due to find out later today who's going to take over as Kent's new police and crime commissioner. Six people are in the running to replace M. Barnes, who's decided not to go for the job again. Last time the turnout for the vote was just 16%, and it's not expected to be much better this time. Paul Francis is KMFM's political editor.
When the first round of crime commissioners were elected, it was chronically low, very poor. Now, there are lots of people who are saying that's not going to be improved massively, but we should get some indication of the turnout figures before the actual results are formally declared.
Meantime, a former Kent MP is one of five UKIP members to win seats on the Welsh Assembly. You might remember Mark Reckless lost his seat in Rochester and Strood at last year's general election. Elsewhere, it's been a bad night for Labour, who've lost councillors in England, where the Tories, Lib Dems and UKIP all made gains.
KMFM News.
Two pensioners are suffering serious burns in hospital after having boiling water thrown over them during a reported break-in in West Kent. It's claimed three men broke into the property in London Road and tied them up 10 days ago, but the details have only just been released. The victims also say they were beaten and threatened with knives before the group left with a quantity of cash. Officers want to hear from anyone with information. A man's been taken to hospital with serious injuries after being attacked by a dog at his home in Folkestone. The animal, which is described as looking like a pit bull, bit the victim's thumb after getting into the property on Coolinge Road on Wednesday. Police are now searching for a woman who led the dog away. We've got details on what she looked like at kentonline.co.uk. More tests are going to be done to try and find out how a mum and her daughter died at a flat in Gillingham. 36-year-old Lillian Oluck and Lynn Matumba, who was two, were discovered at the property on Trafalgar Street more than 7 weeks ago. The health and safety executive was called in to investigate, but is no longer involved.
KMFM News.
A Kent boy whose dad has been diagnosed with dementia at just 49 has told KMFM he's desperate to raise money to fund research.
It means a lot to me, and it means a lot to everyone in my family, actually. So I decided to donate, like, stuff and then to find a cure for my dad.
That's 7-year-old Tommy Fraser from Walderslade. His dad, Ian, has early onset of the disease, which has already claimed the lives of his mum, sister and brother. Tommy's holding a red lippy day at his school to raise money for more admiral nurses who support families at home. A search is continuing for a man thought to have gone missing from a mental health hospital in Kent. Jonathan Reed hasn't been seen since leaving St Martin's Hospital in Canterbury yesterday. I've tweeted his picture via @KMFMnews. An elderly woman's had her handbag stolen after being distracted by a couple who called at her home near Broadstairs. The pair, who are thought to be in their late teens or early 20s, asked to use the toilet at the property in Vicarage Street in St Peter's just over a week ago. Despite advances in medicine, it appears many British women are actually against having a child later on in life. A survey for the Private Pregnancy Show has found 44 to be the age deemed too old. Reasons for delaying starting a family include the cost of living and pursuing a career. Anne-Marie O'Leary from parenting website Netmum says women should have a child when it's right for them.
I still think it's quite harsh that anyone would put a cap on it at all. Surely everyone who feels capable has the right to become a mum, as long as science can make it happen.
And Samuel L. Jackson has vowed to find his way back into the Star Wars films. He played Mace Windu, the Master of the High Council, in several movies, but was killed off in Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith.
KMFM Sport.
In football, it's a massive game for Gillingham, who have to win this weekend to stand any chance of making the League One playoffs. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Jack.
Well, they're currently eighth in the table and will also have to rely on results elsewhere if they're going to make the top six. They welcome Millwall to Priestfield on Sunday after losing to Burton Albion last weekend. Here's manager Justin Edinburgh.
Regardless of what the goal is at the end of the season, it's about winning football matches, and we didn't do that, and we should have certainly took a draw at the minimum out of the game.
Elsewhere, Arsenal and England midfielder Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain will miss Euro 2016. A knee injury will keep him out for up to 2 months, and England play their first game against Russia 5 weeks tomorrow. He'd only just returned from a previous knee problem. And Leicester manager Claudio Ranieri's made a passionate plea to his Premier League winning stars to stay with the club. The likes of Jamie Vardy, Riyad Mahrez and N'Golo Kante are likely to be wanted men this summer.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.